You're listening to Eureka on Monocle Radio, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs, the show all about inspiring people, innovative companies, and fresh ideas in global business. I'm Tom Edwards. Arbonix is an Estonian tech company that works to combat climate change by calculating the potential carbon income of land and forests for landowners. Founded in 2022, the company has attracted some big-name investors, such as Skype and Wise founder Tavit Hinderkuz. Arbonix works with more than 4,000 landowners and has already helped plant more than 4 million trees across Europe. So, how do we utilise the power of forests to fight climate change? Monocle's Petri Bertsov headed to Tallinn to meet the co-founder of Arbonix. She began by explaining what the business offers to landowners.
My name is Lisette Luik. I'm the co-founder of Arbonix. Landowner has this land, you know, they probably have a really good idea of what they can grow on there for timber purposes, but they may not know what the other opportunities are. So what we do is we've built this data platform where you can come and you can put in your land ID, and we can then immediately analyze this land to see, would it be suitable for afforestation, that is planting new forests? The things we take into account range from, you know, legal restrictions such as you should not be planting on protected land, all the way through practical restrictions such as you should, you know, not be planting on very high quality farmland because it might be more useful for growing food. So we do all of that analysis very quickly. In 2 minutes, we can generate a report for the landowner that tells them, A, is this land potentially suitable for carbon storage through afforestation? But then also secondly, if it is, specifically, what should they be planting in terms of specific tree species and how the mix should look like? And then also how much carbon it could store over a long period. So we give them a very specific roadmap that they can then choose to follow or not, whether, you know, depending on their other needs. Where Arbonix as a solution came from is actually Christian, my co-founder, and I were both working for an investment firm. And among other asset classes, we were also investing in forest land. So we were kind of on the landowner side in that we were building up this portfolio of forests. And we had a very clear thesis that we wanted to invest in forests in a 21st century way that takes into account not just timber, but also the other benefits that forests bring, specifically carbon and biodiversity. And so we initially just went out and said, we're going to find someone who will help us execute on that part of the strategy. We spent 6 months looking for somebody, talking to everyone from small startups to a team at Goldman Sachs that built something for Apple, and eventually concluded there actually wasn't anyone in Europe who could help solve it the way we needed to. So, you know, then we had nothing to it, then had to go out and build it ourselves. So we both ended up quitting the investment firm, starting up the company. Our sort of first investor is Tavit Hinrikus, who was one of the co-founders of Wise, and Tavit came on board very early on because he saw the same opportunity and saw the same problem.
If we look at sort of the even bigger picture, climate change and the so-called voluntary carbon market, so maybe you can talk to us about the potential of the voluntary carbon market and other nature-based solutions in fighting climate change.
So I like to always start by sort of setting the scene and just bringing the size of the problem home, which is, in rough terms, this. Every year, we as a planet, as people, we emit about 50 gigatons of CO2 and equivalent greenhouse gases. So that's 50 billion tons. At the same time, we're currently removing 2 gigatons. And that removal is happening almost entirely through nature. So 99.99% of that is nature. And then 0.01% is these cool technologies that pull CO2 out of the atmosphere. And essentially, what we need to do is we need to scale that 2 gigaton so that it starts to meet that 50 gigaton emissions. Like, obviously, the emissions has to come down, but we also have to scale removals. And so a big way that we see nature contributing to that is because it's already pulling the most of the weight today, that will continue to be true even as the CO2 removal technologies advance. So we need to do both things, really. We need to invest in technologies, but we also need to scale up nature. And the best way to do that is to make sure we use land more efficiently. So make sure that we have more forests, make sure that our farmland is storing more carbon, make sure that we're using it to the maximum of its potential in a way that really protects nature.
The solution that you offer, it goes beyond just carbon credits. You know, you also help with maintaining biodiversity and essentially making our forests better and higher quality. Maybe tell us a little bit more about this.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think there are many ways you can think of. People often think of tree planting, for example, right? Let's just plant a bunch of trees. And we at Arbonics very deliberately don't talk about tree planting. We talk about growing forests, because a forest as an ecosystem is a lot more than just trees. It's also all the understory plants. It's also all the birds and bugs that live there that are absolutely essential to the operation of this forest and actually make it more resilient, especially in the face of climate-induced problems like fires or pests. And so a big reason why you should look at it more holistically is because it actually makes it more efficient in the long run. A good mixed species forest that's managed for both timber and biodiversity is going to last longer and actually store more carbon than what might be called a tree plantation, where you just stick a bunch of trees in a straight row and kill every other species that tries to come near it.
I mean, what are the next steps on your growth path? And is there something, some obstacle or bureaucracy or mindset or something that is standing in the way of your growth?
Yeah, we have two big areas of growth, I would say. One is we need to expand our solutions. So I've talked about planting new forests, afforestation. But there is actually a massive impact to be had from changing how we manage existing forests, of which there's more than 10 times the amount of land under existing forests in Europe today. And so number one big priority for us is actually to launch a second product for existing forests around how do you manage these better in order to increase resilience, increase carbon storage. So that's part one. Part two is we need to expand our footprint. So today we are still quite small. We're in 4 countries, and we need to at least double that over the next 18 months, which will be quite a lot of work. And in terms of challenges, I think I kind of already alluded to this, but this is a new space. You know, nature-based solutions to climate is not something that's been getting a lot of attention. So I think in many ways it's still new, that it's still emerging. People don't necessarily know how to do it well. There have been historically some very, very questionable projects that have happened, and people have been right to criticize those. So I think this is a market that's still working itself out and requires some standards to be put in place. And that's definitely a challenge. On the plus side, and I think this is rare for a startup to say, but we actually see some good regulation coming down the pipe in the EU. And again, yeah, I don't think many entrepreneurs would be like, I'm really excited about this regulation, but we honestly are. The EU is actually taking big steps to standardize carbon removal. So they've recently approved their carbon removal certification framework, which is a big step towards making sure that all the projects are equally high quality and that there's no, you know, no people doing scam or fake or lower impact projects.
For Monocle in Tallinn, I'm Petri Burtsov.
Thanks, Petri. That was Lisette Loik, the co-founder of Arbonics. And you can learn more about the business and its mission by heading to arbonics.com. That's all for this episode of Eureka. We'll be back at the same time next week. Eureka was produced by Laura Kramer, with mixing and editing by Jack Dewars. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com, or follow us and catch up with the archive via your preferred podcast platform. If you'd like to contact the team, email Laura on lrk@monocle.com. I'm Tom Edwards, goodbye, and thanks for listening to Eureka.